All right, we're back in the Imagine Cup winners' circle, and we're with Team Norway.
Hello.
Didn't get you guys in India. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, you're too busy flying around with the camera.
Now we're in Barcelona, and you're here.
Yeah.
So who are you? Tell me about yourself.
We're studying at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology.
Uh-huh.
We're Team NTNU, participated in the Imagine Cup in
sure.
the summer. My name is Hans Ola. I'm mm-hmm. studying at my third year at the university.
I'm Jonas. I'm mm-hmm. also a third-year student at the Norwegian University of Technology and Science.
Okay.
And had a great experience in India this summer.
Excellent. So what did you guys build and why did you build it?
Yeah, our project is called MediaWatch, and it's about connecting third-party health monitor devices like this. This is a glucose meter.
Okay.
And there are more and more devices monitoring, for instance, heart rate, blood pressure, glucose level.
Mm-hmm.
And more devices have wireless communication interfaces. Like this one, it has an infrared.
Okay.
And other ones have Bluetooth, and there's even a Bluetooth medical profile being developed at the moment.
Okay.
So our project is about taking these devices
uh-huh.
and connecting them to a Windows smartphone.
Interesting.
So the smartphone has a plug-in architecture, so
uh-huh.
it can support various devices. And the smartphone can collect data from the health monitoring devices and transmit
mm-hmm.
the data up to a centralized server.
Okay.
The server has a list of family members to notify when a new value is available. So we're going to run you through a scenario.
Okay.
Where we have Frank. He's an 11-year-old boy at school with type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
He has to measure his blood glucose level regularly. So at home, we have mom or dad. Let's say dad.
Okay,
he's at
dad.
Home watching Desperate Housewives. Media's at the computer.
Excellent.
And on this computer, we have mom.
Yeah.
She's a Windows Vista developer.
Dreaming about being in Tahiti running Vista.
But no, yeah. she's working on Vista.
Oh, yeah. She's working on
late
Vista.
Late hours, fixing
okay.
bugs,
all
trying
right.
to ship Vista. So Frank is at school. He gets a message on his phone saying it's about time to measure your blood glucose level.
Okay.
So he pulls out his glucose reader.
Mm-hmm.
To get a sample, you have to punch a hole in your finger and get blood.
Okay.
So we have some pre-stored values on the device.
Punch hole in our fingers all day.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
So I'm going to transmit the value via infrared. Like this.
Okay.
So we have it up on the smartphone.
Nice.
And now we're going to transmit the value up to the MediaWatch server.
Okay.
And what happens next is that the server picks up the value and figure out how to notify the family members.
Excellent.
So dad gets a message saying a new value is available, 6.1.
Uh-huh.
This is actually a normal value.
Okay.
So we could choose to ignore the dialogue and go back to watching its Desperate Housewives or Rome or Lost or whatever.
Sure.
Or you can choose to open up MediaWatch to get the media center experience of the application.
Nice.
So here we have a chart showing Frank's latest readings. The blue line is the different readings,
mm-hmm.
and the red lines is estimated maximum and minimum values based on age, gender, height, and weight. We also have support for other family members.
Mm-hmm.
Say your grandma has a heart issue and you want to plug her into your media center to monitor her heart
sure.
blood pressure.
Okay.
So that's that.
Yeah.
This is mom.
This is mom. She's at work fixing bugs on Vista.
Okay.
And
what bugs? Come on.
Wow.
I'm
I don't know any right now.
Sure. All right.
So
she's working hard.
She's working hard, and she's obviously signed on MSN Messenger.
Yep.
She has configured MediaWatch to send the measurements to Messenger.
Excellent.
So she receives a message here stating that at some time, Frank's blood glucose level was 6.1.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same as we got in Windows Media Center.
Excellent.
And now she can choose to reply to say that this is a good value. See you later. And send it.
Excellent.
So what happened next is that the MediaWatch server picks up the message from Messenger and detects that Frank is not online on MSN. He's at school with his smartphone.
Okay.
So what happened next is that the message gets picked up by MediaWatch, And as you can see, I got a new SMS message.
Excellent.
And the message is from MediWatch stating, this is a good value, see you later.
Excellent.
So even though he's not online on MSN, he gets the message on his cell phone.
Yeah. Beautiful.
The server figures out how to deliver the message without the moment where I have to think about it.
Sure. So that's fantastic.
As a final touch, showing how we imagine distributing these values, we of course have a Vista sidebar gadget.
Running Vista here. Right. So let's drag it in. Takes 2 seconds to update. And there we go. It's the value we measured.
So now Mom can keep one eye on the bug list in Visual Studio and another eye on the sidebar keeping track of Frank's latest Google readings.
Now, she could also, therefore, not have to be running Messenger.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. She could just configure where to get the values.
This actually subscribes to an RSS feed, so she could use whatever RSS reader she wants to subscribe to this feed.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the development experience of of writing in, with Windows Media Foundation.
And this is Windows Media Center 2005. Yes. So it's basically an ASP.NET application based on a HTML template provided by the SDK.
Okay.
The template has some special div tags and some JavaScript telling Media Center which elements can be focused by using the remote.
Nice.
And the chart is basically a Dundas chart rendering a flash video showing the latest values.
Interesting.
So that's the Media Center part. The notification is basically a C# plugin.
Okay.
You implement an interface and register the plugin with Media Center, so it loads up whenever Media Center starts, and it sits in the background looking for a new value, popping up the dialog.
Excellent.
So it's, I don't think we spent a couple of days building the Media Center part of it.
Nice.
So not too much work.
Very cool. So what was the hardest part of this project?
Well, I think it was, we have so many different parts of the system here. We have the MSN bot and the sidebar gadget and a Media Center, and we had a lot of cell phones, and a lot of different devices here, and they all have to communicate together.
Sure.
When we were in India, we had like network was unstable, and we had to carry all on our laptops, and so we had some challenges getting this to work and talk together.
Sure.
We are a traveling band with a full server system and two laptops.
Yeah.
So some issues with that.
Yeah.
But all in all, the India experience was amazing.
Yeah. Very cool. Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's tell, like, what's some of your reflections on your experience?
We started out in January. John Christian, who is one of our team members, he graduated this spring and is currently working on the tablet PC team in Redmond. So he's employed by Microsoft. But he attended 2 years ago and got the chance to go to Brazil. And he did a presentation at the university at the student community user group. And we were like, oh man, this looks exciting. We have to get to India. So we teamed up, me and Hansola and Jöran and Jan Christian, and started brainstorming what to do. So we figured out this is an okay project. So we started out first qualify for the Norwegian competition and won the Norwegian.
Nice.
Got the chance to represent Norway in the Nordic finals.
Cool.
Then we did, that was in May. Went to Oslo and did a presentation there for judges. It was us, Finland and Denmark. And got the chance to go to India.
Okay.
And went in the beginning of August and had an amazing time.
Yeah. Had you ever been to India before?
Never been to India. And the response after the Imagine Cup has been amazing. Lots of press, both in Norway and online, different magazines. So in Norway, I don't think people know how big Imagine Cup is.
Yeah. Well, now they do.
No, they do. So hopefully next year we'll have more contestants.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Are you guys thinking about doing next year?
We're not sure yet. It takes a bit of time to do it.
Sure, and you have to be in your you're going to be in your fourth year.
Yeah, and we don't get time for this in school, so we have done it all in our spare time. So so we don't know yet, but probably not, maybe. But we'll
but
see.
I think in the end, you guys have done probably something pretty good for your future career.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, this is good stuff.
Definitely a good start point to have on your resume, third place in India.
Well, plus, I mean, one of the ideas behind the event is you're trying to solve a real problem.
It's great.
In that vein, why did you choose to do what you did? Why did you choose this?
We choose this because health lifestyle diseases becoming more and more of a problem all around the world. We wanted a broad appeal for our product, and diabetes is becoming is a big problem in the US, becoming more and more common in Norway and in Europe as well. So we figured out how could we make life easier and better for both the patient and the family next of kin.
Excellent.
And we looked at technology that's available and, and saw that more and more healthcare devices have wireless communication and we have better and better smartphones.
Sure.
So why not connect all the dots and make a connected scenario like this one, showing how to gather the value, send it to a server and distribute it to the family members wherever they are.
Excellent.
So that's like the core idea and we just built on top of that.
Excellent. And you had a good experience.
Yeah, we had really
both
fun.
Development and also human.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. We have gotten lots of new friends, and we met a lot of people in India. And yeah, so definitely.
That's really cool. So you've kept in touch with some of the old people you met there?
Some of them, yeah.
Excellent.
So, yeah. Really,
and now we're here in Barcelona.
Awesome. Yeah. So I'm here too, which is really totally bizarre.
And in January, we're going to Reading in London.
Yeah.
Really?
For the Imagine Camp Accelerator program. So 14 days of training and with British Telecom and Microsoft working. We can take the idea one step further if we want to do that, or we can start up something new, or we can just get technical training, or basically do what we want to excel the Imagine Cup experience one step further. So.
Absolutely. I mean, you could probably try to maybe even leverage some different technologies for your core, like WCF.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Maybe WPF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play around with like the new kind of stuff. Yeah. You already have the foundation and the idea, which is really what it's all about, is the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and making it... making it possible to communicate it to other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just take out the core essence of the idea and make it simple. I think that's the main reason we got turned.
Very
like
cool.
Many other teams have big projects that they started before the Imagine Cup. Mm-hmm. We started up in January and said, let's build something for Imagine Cup and see where it takes us.
Excellent.
So,
that took you pretty far.
Yeah. We focus on the visible parts of the system, like to show what's possible to do, not spend a lot of time on things that are not so visible.
Okay.
Spend time on visible parts of the system to be able to illustrate our point.
Fantastic.
And of course, think through everything, but spend time on that on the important parts of the system.
Excellent. So, what are you guys doing now? You mentioned you're doing something really interesting off camera. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, about the school assignment?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the courses I'm taking is about it's like an IT sociology kind of course.
Uh-huh.
Where the theme this year is about both blogging, mm-hmm. how this is affecting businesses. Can both be a challenge and an opportunity.
Sure.
So the obvious example for my assignment will be Channel 9.
Excellent.
Because, like, I can remember the first video post, Chris Sells touring the MSDN offices.
Okay.
And this was, like, totally new from coming from Microsoft.
Yeah.
So, and over the years, Channel 9 has evolved and more and more content available and making Microsoft less of a big castle over in Redmond, that you don't know anything about.
No, good.
Like putting a face to the name and to the theme. So
very good.
That will be one of the topics of the assignment.
Which is important, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm honored, thank you. I mean, on behalf of the team, that's really cool. And we're plugging along, for sure.
Yep.
How about you? What are you working on these days?
Well, I'm busy in school. Studying, I'm doing some math and some statistics and that different stuff.
Oh.
I'm not writing anything about Channel 9.
Sure.
But I'm watching a lot of the Channel 9 videos.
Are you?
Very
cool.
Interesting. Very interesting to see the inside part of Microsoft and what's going on the inside, what it looks like.
But we'll keep him coming.
He's the brain on the team.
He's the brain.
I don't agree.
Statistics. We only do cool stuff like media center and gadgets.
Yeah.
Well, he's a smart guy.
I don't know if I agree with that. Smart you too.
Yeah. Well, he likes Mac.
I think that's fine.
Sure.
Yeah, I love programming also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
cool. So do you really like the managed code stuff? C#?
Yeah.
So I saw you met Anders.
Yeah, we talked to Anders, gave him the demo and talked about Ling. So that was really cool to meet him.
Yeah.
But the language I used before C# was also partially done by Anders.
Really?
Turbo Pascal.
Nice.
So I did the Borland Turbo Pascal before moving on to Delphi and then catching on .NET.
Very cool.
With the 1.0 release in 2002, I think.
Excellent. Well, he's a pretty mellow guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Anders. He's from Scandinavia.
Yeah.
We are mellow.
Is he Danish?
He's Danish.
Right. Yeah.
So
very
just
cool. Well, hey, man, this is great, you guys. And hopefully, you know, you'll have another Norwegian team make the Magic Cup.
So.
We're going to do everything we can to get more teams.
Absolutely.
Motivate them and show them that it's possible. Even if you're from Norway,
sure,
to beat the Japanese.
And next year's
Chinese
theme is very interesting because it's about education.
Yeah, it's education.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
So we also have our heads thinking about some ideas. We didn't win, so there's nothing stopping us from
competing
next year.
Oh, absolutely.
And South Korea, that might be interesting too.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, do it.
We'll see if we can come up with some smart ideas.
Hopefully. Well, I'm sure you can. It's great to meet you guys. Congratulations.
Yeah, great to meet you too.
Thanks
everybody
a lot.
Won.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.